North Canterbury, he's probably pretty popular in that neck of the woods. David Hill, good morning to you.
Good morning.
David is a local democracy reporter with North Canterbury News based in Rangiora. We've spoken previously about the Rangiora High School project, given that it ditched the open plan classroom. And at a time I'm reading other high school projects around the Motu are ramping up in price. Where have they got to with their plans, please, David?
Well, they're going to be ready for term two with the walls into the big open plan classroom. It was when it opened in 2017, it was sort of thought to be the largest classroom in the South Island, but now it's got single cell classrooms and they've put the library in there and a couple of communal spaces. But it's as the principal said, it's like returning back to the 1980s, but with a modern twist. Really, this is the way he put it.
And so, what kind of expense have they racked up here, or in some ways have they been able to contain it by using obviously an existing structure and just turning it back into rooms?
Well, yeah, I mean the core of the building's the same and. The layout's the same. It's just they've put in some walls. It's cost about $1 million, but the cost has been shared between the board of trustees and the ministry and the school's 10-year property budget. So,
and their point was the big open plan just isn't going to work for us. It'll be interesting to see if others follow suit.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, but yeah, that's something that they did a thorough review last year of their curriculum, and that was the thing they got a lot of feedback on that. Students didn't like it, and obviously the parents didn't like it, so they decided to put the walls in.
And they've also gone pretty serious about keeping some silence, double glazed windows, and this is part of it, is it? Just trying to manage the noise and the interruptions.
Yeah, because yeah, some kids just don't cope well with this noise and interruptions. So if you can make it easier for students to learn, I mean, you're going to get the best outcomes, I guess.
And still got some good breakout areas and single cell classrooms and science labs, etc., in the building as well. Interesting to see if others follow suit.
And moved them to the school library, so you've got that traditional space where kids can go and sit down and read their books, really.
Bye bye to the big box. Now, erosion's frustrating a Hurunui farmer and his ability to manage stock. What's happening here?
Well, Claverley Road is a road in the Hundalese north of the Conway River. Sort of the Hundalese you pass through when you go to Kaikoura, but Claverley Road's right on the coast, so it's before the main state highway comes out onto the coast on the way to Kaikoura. But he's got a farm there of 1,100 hectares, and he's had a problem. Obviously, with the roads being eroded by the sea, and of course that's where the railway line passes through. So Kiwi Rail approached the council last year, and the council agreed to co-fund the rebuild of the road and put some erosion protection works in place. Of course, it's not happening as quickly as the farmer would like, of course, because. Yeah, he's had a few issues there. There's when they laid some concrete under the railway bridge for the road a few years ago, they did it to the specifications at the time. But of course, it turns out the trucks are getting a bit longer, a bit bigger, and the trucks can't get under it now, which is a bit of a frustration for him. So he's having to. Get his stock down to his neighbour's property, get picked up by the truck. And of course, the council's basically said that because he's the only one that's affected by that.
Goodness, he's stuck with it, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it is a pretty popular road. I mean, you do get tourist buses up there, and, you know, there's some pretty important indigenous sites up there.
Is there any way of, sorry, I interrupt you.
No. That's all right. And so there's archaeological sites, and you've got fossils on the beach to go and look at. So there's a lot of the road does get well used, but it's really the stock trucks that had the problems.
Is there anything you can do about though if you've already done the works and done the concreting?
Well, the only thing you probably can do is remove the the concrete and lay it down lower. So yeah, I
And
guess that's the only
that's
man
on him, is it?
that's really on him, yeah, because
Okay.
he's the only one affected by it. In
Staying.
terms of the road itself, long term, it's erosion is going to constantly be a problem as the sea level rises. So the council's already had initial conversations about putting in a new road altogether, which would probably go over the hill. But that's going to take a lot of time because there are other landowners involved in that, and there's a Kiwitū covenant in the area. You know, obviously that's where the landowners agree to protect the conservation. And the archaeological site. So it's not an easy situation to realign the road.
Just a minute or two left. The Canterbury Regional Transport Plan. The mayors are all on board with a $10.8 billion plan for transport infrastructure. Has it got any more hurdles left?
Yeah, it's still got to go to Environment Canterbury now to formally adopt it, and then obviously it'll go to feed into the National Land Transport Plan. So it's going to need government support. The Canterbury Regional Transport Committee, which is the mayors, Environment Canterbury, and Waka Kotahi, they sort of get together every few months to talk about the transport in the region. But they've come up with this plan, and yeah, they just need to get government support to get some of these projects over the line. The government's already indicated they're going to build the Wardian Bypass and the Ashburton, the second Ashburton Bridge, which are top of the list. And then there's a number of other, I think there's about 30 other projects around the region that they want to work on over the next 10 years. Obviously, there's some pretty significant projects in Waimakariri and in Hiranui. I think they're looking at $200 million to invest in Waimakariri, not including the Wardian Bypass, which of course is in Waimakariri, because they've got growing populations around there, and they need more transport links. And then in Hiranui, you've got the Route 70, which is the inland road to Kaikoura, where there's the Conway River Bridge is badly in need of an upgrade because that's where a lot of the trucks go, because a lot of the trucks can't get under the tunnels going to Kaikoura. So
Goodness
they
me.
need a good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a big and sounds like an important plan. Keep us posted as it goes on its journey. Thank you so much, as always. David Hill, he is local democracy reporter with North Canterbury News. He's based in Rangiora.